We're going way off today's headlines for a few minutes to take a look at grizzly bears in the Pacific Northwest. They still roam certain forests, but there's only a handful. So the federal government is working on a plan to import grizzlies to Washington's North Cascades Mountains. A biologist tried that strategy a few years ago in Montana, and it worked. Courtney Flatt from the Northwest News Network has the story.
That's a grizzly trying to find his way out of a culvert trap. It's a metal cylinder that's used to move the bears from one place to another. The sound is from a video from the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department. Biologists have been transporting bears around the state of Montana for years. James Junkel manages human-bear conflicts for Montana's Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
We have everything we need in here to capture and work a bear.
Junkel opens up a trailer full of equipment for trapping grizzlies. He's gearing up for the start of grizzly season as the bears make their way out of hibernation. Often, Junkel is relocating grizzlies that have found an easy source of food. Things like left-out dog food, unsecured chicken coops, or garbage cans. He'll drive to people's homes to help them figure out why grizzlies are coming around.
When I get there, you know, I'm like, oh, it's these bird feeders. Let me help you take them down. You know, start taking their bird feeders down and all. Oh, it's a salt lick. And I'll grab the salt lick and put it inside.
Another reason bears get moved around Montana is to help bring up the populations in pockets where their long-term survival is in doubt. That means capturing and relocating female grizzlies who can produce cubs, something that's been done successfully in Montana's Cabinet Mountains. And it could serve as a model for Washington's North Cascades. Wayne Kayswarm is a part of that Cabinet Mountain Grizzly Bear Project.
This is the first time that we ever really moved a non-problem bear from one location to another to bolster or assist that target population.
The relocation has helped bring those bears back from the brink. In the 1990s, the grizzlies in northwestern Montana dipped to single digits. Now there's roughly 60 of them. It's this population of bears that could be used to guide reintroduction in Washington. As grizzlies expand their ranges elsewhere in Montana, people are learning to live with the bears, even if they're not all learning to like it. Ranchers in Washington are arguing against the return of grizzlies to the North Cascades. They warn that will mean more danger for their livestock. It's the same thing Montana ranchers have complained about, and for some of them, the problem is real. Take rancher Dave McEwen. He has 6 guard dogs. They've chased off bears before. The first time his flock was attacked, he was in shock. He found a sheep carcass in a field, and it looked suspiciously different from when coyotes attack.
I'm in denial. Just sitting there, no. I don't need this nightmare. I'm going into a little bit of a blind rage here at that time.
Soon he found some clues. Grizzly tracks in the mud. 2 right footprints, 2 different sizes. 13 sheep were confirmed killed in that attack.
And you lay awake at night listening to dogs bark. You kind of wonder. You always wonder if they're there or not.
For other ranchers and conservation groups, it's not a matter of fighting the bears. It's a matter of living with them. Russ Talmo is with Defenders of Wildlife.
Part of that is moving away from the conversation about whether or not grizzly bears should be here. Like, that's not a conversation anymore. Grizzly bears are here. And the conversation should be about how do we move forward knowing that grizzly bears are here.
And that could be a future Washington state may soon have to face. For his part, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke thinks grizzlies could be reintroduced to the North Cascades. Here's how he talked about the chances of it happening when he met with reporters last March.
I'm not going to make a prejudgment, but I can tell you the winds are very favorable.
The federal government's choice on whether, and perhaps how, to reintroduce grizzlies to the ecosystem is due out by the end of the year. For Here and Now, I'm Courtney Flatt.